Can we win it straight? This week's Torah Way has been sponsored Leilu Nishmas Rabbi Frank Fischel Ben Yoel Arya Rabbi Fischel Dick of Antwerp. Chof Alafia, 29th of May, Rabbi Avi Wiesenfeld, paying workers on time.
Are you ready? I'm standing there. Chofetz Chaim, in the Seva Avos Chesed, in the Psyche of the Perek Tes, writes, there are many people, Anoshim Yishorim, straight people, Baalei Midos Tovos, regular Elach Yidin, that are Makayim many of the mitzvahs. However, when it comes to this mitzvah, says the Chofetz Chaim, of paying workers on time, unfortunately people are not makbid. And the Chofetz Chaim continues to write that he was thinking of what's the pshat, why people are not makbid. They're makbid in many halachas, but this halacha just seemed it didn't work out the same as everything else. So the Chofetz Chaim says, borrow the reason is because it's because of a chesaron yediyah. They just don't know. If they would have known, if it was clear to them, the gedorim, the halachas, all the tanoim of what's going on over here, they would be makayim the mitzvah. It's not a zilzul, it's not that they're not interested, it's posher, they don't know. So many of the Chofetz Chaim understood that this halacha is a very, very important halacha. And forget, if we know the halacha, then Beis Hashem will be becoming many, many mitzvahs and will save ourselves from many, many averes as well. The Chinuch, when he talks about this mitzvah, in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Peches, so he writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Beroyim Chazdoi, gave us this mitzvah in order to have rachmonis on people. We have to understand that the chinuch, there are many people that rely on our salaries. In other words, when we have to pay someone a salary, they're relying on it. This is their livelihood. This is something that they're living on. And therefore, says the chinuch, this is something that a person has to have a little bit of sensitivity to realize that people are relying on the money that you're paying them. And therefore, he writes, mido keneged mido. If we have rachmonis on the people that we have to pay, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have rachmonis on us, says the Chinuch, and make sure that we get paid what we are deserving of. Rabbi Saul Salanta has a letter in Igeres HaMusa, where he also writes about this inyan as well, and he says, B'Avinaseinu HaRabim, when it comes to business, when it comes to doing business dealings and other things, people are careful of many things, but over here, everyone likes to find a metziah. Everyone likes to find something to get away with. So he writes over here, Rabbi Saul Salanta wrote this, that just like a person has to be careful, and everybody knows to be careful from eating chas v'sholom, from eating something treif, says Rabbi Saul Salanta, no worse is it, or maybe it is actually worse, as we'll see how many assays a person is over on, how many loisal says, the mice of this halacha over here of paying workers on time. And therefore a person has to be realized when he says Rabbi Saul Salanta, you have to know Yom Kippur and Misa is not machapa for this aveira. It's a very, very serious aveira that a person has to realize. In fact, the Chofetz Chaim has a question in the Be'alocha, simulation of mace. The Chofetz Chaim asked a question, again, this is obvious, maybe this is drawing pshut and magma'oi, but sometimes you have to spell these things out, and the Chofetz Chaim obviously understood the necessity to do so. That a person has a question, what comes first? Onik Shabbos or paying the workers on time. He has a little bit of money left, and he has a chance to go and buy himself something nice for Shabbos or pay the worker on time. The Chofetz Chaim says it's a Torah poshut. Of course he has to pay the workers on time. It's a Doraisa. Onik Shabbos, a shayla of a Doraisa. Right, the shayla exactly where the Makor is. Akoponim, Avada, the halacha over here is the most important halacha that a person has to realize. Now, where does it come from? What's the Makor? We have to speak about a lot of things. First, we have to speak about where does it apply to, in which situation. We have to apply it to many practical cases, babysitters being a big one, for example, a goyisha cleaner, a person who has a goyisha worker. Does the whole halacha apply to a goy? Does it apply if you have money, if you don't have money? Does it apply if you make a deal with him, if he knows you're going to be late? There's so many different halachas that can apply to over here. So let's, Beis Hashem, go through one by one. Kefi Aseidah Shulchan Aruch, Choshe Mishpach, Shimon Shilam Mates. Also the Gemara in Bob Metzia, Daf Kufir Aleph, Amad Aleph, and the Mishnah over there, all the Kaseidah HaDvarim over there. That's a very interesting thing about Choshe Mishpat, is when you learn the halachas of Choshe Mishpat, Mavish comes from the Gemara. In other words, when you learn Hilchos Shabbos, when you learn Hilchos Yerideya, and other things, so you have to sort of chapit from the Gemara, what the Gemara was talking about, then you come to Shulchan Aruch and you come to the Gedolei Achoyim. When it comes to Chosha Mishpat, you can pretty much learn the Gemara and come up with the Maskonas HaSugya. Of course, you have to see the Rambam, you have to see the Shulchan Aruch, but it's very, very clear from the Gemara. So let's try to go through some of the Gemaras in Bava Metzia to understand what are the practical cases, la halacha la maisa, for this halacha. So number one, we know the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Bava Metzia, Kufin Aleph, tells us, Echad tzcha Odom, Echad tzcha Behema, Echad tzcha Kelim, Yesh boi mishum b'yoymoi, Titein, Schoroi, Yesh boi mishum loy solid. Right, that's what the Mishnah says. Where's the Makar? We had it not long ago. Vayikra Perik Yutes, Posuk Gimel. By the Posuk, Loy Solim Pula Asoche Yitcha Adaboyke. So the question is exactly what that's talking about. The Posuk can speak about exactly Adaboyke, when does it come from? Chazal, however, understood from the Posuk, that it doesn't only mean when a person rents a worker, right? If you have a worker that works for you, of course you have to pay him on time. But it's not only that. The Mishnah understands very simply, it applies to any type of schirus, any type of renting that you do, whether it's renting a utensil, whether it's renting a behema, an animal, a car, it can be all sorts of things over here in the same thing. However, buying something has no shaykh as this halacha. When a person buys an item and he doesn't pay straight away, there may be other issues, obviously, you're dealing with in Hilchos Chosha Mishpat. And then the halacha of paying workers on time, when you buy an item and you don't pay straight away, you're not over this halacha. Now there's a major machlokes rishonim if there's a shear in this halacha. In other words, how much is the shear? For example, imagine you promise your child to have a sweet. You promise your child, I'll give you a sweet. Now, according to the poskim, this is, if you don't pay the child on time, whenever you promised him, if you sit and learn, or if you do something good, you daven, I'll give you a sweet, and you don't give it to him, so you could be over on the Issa Doraisa of Baltonim. It's like everything else. What's the difference between that and everything else? You didn't buy anything. You asked him to do something. He did it. You owe it to him. So the question is, one second, a sweet, how much is it worth? A shogah pruta? Is there a shear over here? So Rashi, in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Kufi Aleph holds, there is a shear. It's questionable what the shear is, but there is a minimum shear. Tosus, and that's the Chori Habri Paskin, is no. There is no shear over here. Even Pachos Mishova Pruta is considered a Sechiris cultural, it's considered to be included, and therefore a sweet would be included in this Issa of Baal Tolim. Now, there is a question also between Tosus and the Rambam, if a person gets Malkus for such an Issa, do you get Malkus, do you not get Malkus? There's an interesting Chakira. The Chakira goes as follows. The Mishnah Siyayit asked the question about the Chakira over here. What's the gather of the mitzvah? What's the gather of this halacha? Is the pshat that a person has a chiyuv not just to make sure that he pays his workers on time? In other words, the Torah was makbid. Do not delay the payment of the workers that you hire. Is that the tnai? Just simply, don't delay the payment. Or is the pshat? No. It's not a separate idea. It's not a separate halacha. It's included in Hilchos Chivas. Whenever you hire somebody, included in that is you have to pay them. It's a chelek of loy sigzal. It's a chelek of stealing. And therefore, just like when you have to pay someone, you have to pay them. Same thing is, pay them on time. It's not a brand new, separate Issa. That's a Hakira in the Mishnas Yosef. It doesn't make a major nafkamina, although sometimes they do say it's a nafkamina if you can be moichel or not. But I'll go upon him. That's the Chakira. Now, how many avirus is a person over on when he doesn't pay on time? You have a babysitter come to the house, and you know, whatever it is, you don't pay them. Again, obviously, they're sectarian, we'll talk about the different exceptions, but you don't pay them. So the Gemara tells us, well, see a famous Gemara that everybody knows, Hamashuska, Soche, Oive, Hey, Lavin, Vaaseit. An unbelievable thing, right? The Shulchan Aruch and Shulchan Amatesna, Chosha Mishpat deals with it. How does it work out in the Maisa? But on Kuponim, you're dealing with five Lavin and one Asei. That's six Isurim for one thing, of not paying a worker on time, right? We don't find this so often, maybe by Shrotzim, right? The Gemara tells us in Makkos, everybody knows, the Gemara says if a person eats certain Shrotzim, he can be owed on five, six, or seven at the same time. But here, dealing with one Maisa, maybe a lack of a Maisa, and because of that, the Gemara tells us you're over on five Lavim and an Asay. There was a Maisa once with the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim was running, they found the Chofetz Chaim and Radin running on Erev Shabbos somewhere. They asked the Chofetz Chaim, Rebbe, it's Erev Shabbos, what are you doing? So he said, I didn't pay one of the workers for the printing press, one of the scoring was right before Shabbos, and I just realized I didn't pay them, and the Chofetz Chaim was running. The Chofetz Chaim understood the severity of it here. You know, most of us, maybe me, speaking to myself, we would say, you know, big deal, I'm sure he's okay with it, he's alright, he's probably moichel, it's not a big deal. But the Chofetz Chaim understood that it's a very, very serious thing. In fact, the Gemara tells us in Bava Metzia, Kufi Beisam al Aleph, a very, very severe statement. It says the Gemara, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, halacha lemaisa. Anybody that withholds the money that he owes his workers, it's as if you took their life. Now what does that mean, their life? You didn't literally take their life, but obviously according to the chinuch, as we mentioned previously, is if they're relying on this for their bread, for their butter, for their milk, so obviously by withholding it from them, you are taking away that which they are relying on. And therefore, the person has to take this very, very seriously for many different reasons. Now one of the major shayles that are dealt with over here, and we'll deal with it straight away, is does this halacha apply to a goy? Right, you have a goyish worker, come to the house, an electrician, he comes to the house to fix something, and for whatever reason, you have a cleaner, for example, this is very, very much done in Eretz Yisrael, where, I don't know how we're so much over here, but in Eretz Yisrael, if you pay the cleaner, they're probably not, very unlikely they're not going to come back the next time. So what you do is you tell them, listen, I'll pay you, you know, you come on Monday, you come on Tuesday, I'll pay you on Erev Shabbos. This way, they're sure going to come back on Erev Shabbos. It's a great way of making them sure that they're going to come back. Right, so there could be other reasons why that's mutter, but the question is, does the halacha apply to a goy or not? So there's a Mishnah, again, Dvorim Yudum Ad Mo'id. The Mishnah tells us, Bob Metzia Kufir Aleph, Ger Toishov, Yesh boy mishum b'yomay titin scharoi, ve'ein boy mishum loisoi. First Mishnah, that it does not apply to a get toishav. The Rambam, in Hilchas Skiras, brings down the Mishnah, and pashtus, he says, only a get toishav. He's not talking about a regular guy. Special din of a get toishav. However, in the Seva Mitzvahs of the Rambam, in Mitzvahs Asei Reish, he writes as follows, Bal solin mechayim b'chol s'cheyoyim b'in b'nochri b'in b'yisrael. And therefore, according to the Rambam, Poshut Pshat in the Rambam is that this halacha over here applies to a Yid and also to a Goy. Comes along the Steichemed, and the Steichemed writes in the Rambam that when he said Nochri, he doesn't mean a Goy. He means a Get Toshav. He doesn't mean a regular Akum. And therefore, no Shaykhus one to the other. However, in Sefer HaChinuch, in Reish Lamed, he understands to mean the Rambam Akum Mamish. That the Rambam means Goy Mamish. So, there is a Kavayosha in Perek Yudalit, that the Kavayosha writes that if a person withholds schar, withholds wages from a goy, he's the onshoy godol mo'oid. It's the lashon of the Kavayosha. Halacha lemaisa, how do we pass it? Major machoikas and the achoinim, what's pshat in the Rambam? Oh, sugya over here. So Rav Eliyahu Zatzal used to pass it as follows. It's not ruled down in the Shulchan Aruch. True, it's the shayla in the achoinim, it's a shayla in maybe even the rishonim. But it's not more than a Shulchan Aruch, and Rabbi Yashar Paskin Aloch and Amaisa, that there is no Issah whatsoever when it comes to a Goy, even Lechumra. You're not Mokhoyed Afinu Lechumra to go with any sheeters that hold up Baltonim happens to a Goy, and therefore according to that, of course, there may be other problems, there may be Chil Hashem, there may be Gneva, there may be all sorts of problems dealing with Goyim and not paying them. But we're talking about a situation of withholding their wages, of course I'm going to pay them, but just not yet. So according to Rabbi Yashar Zatzal, there's no Issa when it comes to a Goy. So therefore, if you have a Goy Shekhlina, there is no Issa Baltonim, but again, obviously watch out for the other Isurim, especially being Chil Hashem and other things as well. What about a cotton? Sorry? Oh, what's it called? A tame we'll get to. The Baal was speaking about what the Issa applies to before we'll get to that tame. Bez Hashem, we will get to that tame. What about a cotton? A child, you have a babysitter, a Yiddish babysitter. She's a girl, she's 11 and a half, right? So she's not, you know, she's not a bas mitzvah yet. She's still got a dinner of a cotton. And the question is, you don't want to pay her right now, you want to pay her later, right? The babysitter's 11, I'm not getting involved in the age of babysitters or whatever it is. But I'm just saying, Stan, they're watching their kids while you're there in the house, and you pay her, you know, a couple of pounds to make her happy. What's the halacha baltonim when it comes to a cotton? So the Torah says sochi, right? It means a worker, someone you rent. So the Rambam, in the Perek of Skiris, Perek of Aleph, says that a cotton is also included in this halacha, and therefore the Chofetz Chaim also paskins in Avos Chesed and Perek Tes that a cotton is also included, and therefore a cotton has the same halachas as a gadol when it comes to halachas of baltolin, and therefore a person has to be careful. Now let's speak about the Maisa, the different cases that could come up, and the different tanaim that are over here. So baltolin applies to a worker that works, either gets paid by day, per week, per month, or even by hour, right? Obviously it depends on the arrangement, depends on when the arrangement is, when you're going to pay them, as we'll see in a moment. Baltonin applies also when you rent something, you rent a car, you rent chairs, tables, you rent a phone, anything like these sorts of things that you rent is all included in this, and it also applies by a craftsman. For example, if you give someone into something to fix, so you have to pay him on time. What does on time mean when it comes to giving someone something that they're going to fix? So there's a major shayla in the Gemara. If it's a woman, koyle b'shvach kli, not the shvach kli, that we're not going into right now. You give something into the dry cleaners. You give a suit into the dry cleaners to be cleaned, and the dry cleaners calls you up and says it's ready. So when are you over? The halacha is you're only over when you pick it up. He may have finished it. He may have even told you that he's finished it, says the Aruch HaShulchan. He called you up to say, the suit is ready, the watch is ready, come and pick it up, please. The halacha is, you are not over. Why, says the Aruch HaShulchan? Because you cannot be over. Kol zman the chefetz is by him. Kol zman that he has the chefetz by him in his property. It's not by me yet, so I can't be over an issa. True, he did the work, and it was finished, but at the end of the day, I don't have it yet. So if I don't have it yet, I'm not over. So halacha l'maisa, whenever you give in something to someone to fix, or to clean, or to change, so you're over the moment that you pick it up. Once you picked it up, then already you have a shayla of baltan. What about karka? What about renting, for example, a house, or renting a piece of land, or something similar to that? So there's a major shayla. The Mishnah says Odom, Behema, and Kalim, right? Obviously it doesn't include karka. The Shita Megobetzes brings a rosh that quotes many Rishonim, that says Karaka is not included in this halacha. And as I pass on the Maisa, the halacha, the Maisa, Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah. What's the reason why Karaka is not included? So there's two reasons. Reason number one, the Rosh brings. The Rosh says, the Torah tells us in the Pasuk, Ba'al Tzucha. Ba'al Tzucha means anything included in the land, but not the land itself. That's the Rosh. The Mishnah's Rabbi Aaron, in Chedek Aleph, Simonai, and Omadayim Beis, brings the Ramah. That explains that Behema and Kalim are doima to my workers. When I rent a worker, so he's working for me. When I rent a kli or a chevet, so to speak, it's also working for me. But a karka cannot be working for me. Well, also again, like Rabbi Schmidt, that we're not going into now. Lemaisa, many poskim are machmir. The smug, the urein, the meiri bring down that karka is included. It's interesting because the ktsois, when he deals with this, the chishamishmah shin labates, the ktsois is when it comes to renting a house, everyone's maskimet is included. In other words, when the Mishnah, what Chazal are talking about is karka. When you rent karka, that's not included. But when you rent something like a house, there is, of course, everyone will be maskim. It's considered to be included in Baltolan. And therefore, if you rent a house, you rent an apartment or something like that, you have to pay on time. Because if you don't pay on time, obviously without the conditions that we'll get to in a moment, then you'll be over the Issa D'Oraisa of Baltolan. Okay, so how long have you got? Right, you have to pay on time. What does on time mean? What's the gather of on time? So again, the Mishnah, Kuf Yudom Al-Basim, Bom Metziah, Tzchiyoyim, Goyve Kol HaLayla, Tzchiyoyim, Goyve Kol HaYoyim, Shaila is exactly what that means. A day worker gets the whole night, and the night worker gets the whole day. What's the pshat? So there's an interesting Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef over here in Chush Mishra Shinabates brings the Nemuki Yosef. The Nemuki Yosef says it depends when the worker finishes. Chazal gave you the time span to have a little bit of a leeway. And the Chinuch explains why. The Chinuch explains, true, the worker is dependent on you. He's waiting for his salary. He needs to buy his bread and his milk, whatever it is that he's waiting to buy. However, says the Chinuch, an interesting thing. Because there are some people that do fast every so often, you know, a day here, a day there, as the Chinuch says, therefore, Chazal gave you a little bit of a leeway to pay. You don't have to pay the moment he finishes the work. You have an electrician comes to the house, or something like that, a Jewish electrician, and you want to pay him. You don't have to pay him. Of course, it's nice. Of course, you should. But l'maisa, pi alocha, the issa, to be over, you're not going to be over the moment he leaves the house. So when is it? You have a time span. If he finishes by day, right, before Shkia, you've got until Shkia. Right, and this is all worked out from the Pesukim. There's about a whole shach to explain it, exactly how this works. I'm not going to be mayuch in this whole inyan. But basically, to cut it down, halacha l'maisa, it's very simple. Whenever he finishes, you have to the end of that time span. Which means, if he finishes before Shkia, you've got until Shkia. If he finishes by night, he comes to you by night, something similar to that. So you have up until Alois or Nates, whatever you pass in over there. So the halacha is, you have until that time. Up until that time, you're not over. After that time, obviously you will be over. There's an interesting shayla. What if you pay early? What if you pay somebody before the time that you're hired to pay him? There's a very interesting tshuva in Tshuvas van Hoggers from Ramosha Sternbuch, Shlita, Chedek Aleph, Tof, Tzadi, Tes, where he brings an interesting maisa. He brings a Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim, he wants the taina says as follows. And a person goes into a taxi, right? And they have this in there, it's a soul sometimes. You walk into, you go into a taxi, and the taxi driver says, all right, pay me now before you get to the destination. This way you can just jump out by the lights or whatever it may be, right? So the Chofetz Chaim brings Ramosha Sternbuch Shlita. He's upset. Because he says, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. Here you have an opportunity to be yotzei a mitzvah, say, of paying a worker on time. You're not yotzei because it wasn't due yet. Now, it's very interesting because Rav Moshe Shdomach himself bade the Tzorich Ian on this Chofetz Chaim because of a Mechadesa. Chazal were makpid not to pay late. But to pay early, there's no problem. It's not the pshat that I'm not hired to pay, I wasn't hired to pay, I'm just giving it to him early. So the Mitzvah of Moshe Shdomach holds, there's no problem in paying somebody early, and you are still yotzer, the mitzvah, over there, without any problem whatsoever. So when can we be mekel? Right? We've got all the times when it's osa, we know when it applies to, who it applies to, lemaisa. When can we say that there's no problem whatsoever? When can we say that there's no problem with Baal Tolim when you have a Jewish from worker that's working by you, and you have to pay him, and there's no issue about tolim bechlal. So there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Bamitzir Kufi Aleph says, "Im Masai, when he chayim, bizman shetop, when he claims the loan, when he claims the money, shalai tovu eina oivolav." Very simple Mishnah that tells us that if he claims the money, then you chayim. If he doesn't claim the money, you're not chayim. The question is why? What's it going to do with that? So the Shaila and Tshuva Avodas Hagushani explains as follows. He says that if a person doesn't claim the money, so he's magala his das, then it doesn't bother him. He's okay. It's fine with it. He didn't claim it. He trusts you. He knows you'll pay him. It doesn't bother him. So ki'ilu, he knows about it, and he's happy with the fact that you're not paying. There are two major exceptions. Exception number one, says the Chofetz Chaim and Avas Chesed, that if the person is really, he doesn't want to claim it from you, but he's embarrassed. He doesn't want to feel like, say, you know, someone, oh, give me my money, you know, you owe me money, whatever. He's especially embarrassed. Now, you know these sorts of people sometimes. You know, but MSC wants the money, he needs the money, he would ask for the money. He doesn't want to be like a schnorrer. Can you pay me my wages, please? So because of that, said the Chofetz Chaim, that's not included then. The fact that he doesn't ask you is not a riot, because really he would, he wants to, he's just embarrassed. If that's the case, then of course that is included, and therefore you have to be very careful over there. That's exception number one. Exception number two is if you make up a time. This is very, very important. If you make up a time of when you pay him. For example, you make up a schedule, I'm going to pay you every single Erev Shabbos, or every Rosh Chodesh, or at the end of every day, whatever it is. So then, l'maisa of v'yashu zatzal paskin, the Issa replies, even if he doesn't ask you, and even if he's not embarrassed. Because once you make up a time, he doesn't need to ask you. That's ki'ilu, as if he already asked you. And therefore, the moment that time comes in, you have a chiyuv to pay him at that time. So when else can we be makel? All right, the seder. So one time, he doesn't ask me, he doesn't claim for the money, we can be makel as long as he's not embarrassed, and as long as I didn't make up a time, I can allow myself to have a little bit of extra time in order to pay my bills. What about another situation? So the Gemara tells us in Bamitzir Kufi Beis Amelal of Yochel Afilu Ein Loi Talmud Loi Me'etcha. That's what the Gemara tells us over there, which means the Shulchan Aruch brings it La'alocha and Sivav and Shinam Betes, that the halacha of Baal Tolin only applies if you have the money. Meaning, if you've got the money in your pocket and you're not giving it to the worker, you're not giving it to the person you owe it to, you're over on the Yisrael. But if you don't have the money, you're not over. So the question is, what does it mean you don't have? What does it, I have in the bank? I have down the road, I have merchandise, I have things I can sell maybe. Where are you hired to go in order to talk to yourself and say, listen, I don't have any money, I'm terribly sorry, I would pay you, but I just don't have money on me right now. What does that mean? So there's a Rosh. The Rosh, and Simon Mem Gimel writes, that if you have no money, you're potter. They bring down from the Rosh, the mashmois from the Rosh is you have no money, you're potter. But you have other things. You have jewelry, you have silver, you have all sorts of things that you could sell, and you can make the money, you're not chayav to do that. Not. If you have cash that you're available to give to the worker, you're chayav. If you don't have the cash, then you're going to be potter. So the Chofetz Chaim asked the question in Avos Chesed, right, he's writing obviously in these words, but similar, if you can go to the bank, you can withdraw money, you can go to a cash machine down the road, and you can go and withdraw the money, said the Chofetz Chaim, you're absolutely chayav to do so. We're not talking about the banks are closed, you can go over with your credit card, you can take out some money, take out some cash, you can pay, you have a chiv to do so without any question whatsoever. Furthermore, says the Chofetz Chaim as well in Avos Chesed, if you have some of the money, you should also give it. Right, the babysitter came, you owe them £20, you have only £10 on you, I'm terribly sorry, so most times you say, listen, I've only got £10 on me, I'll come back and give you £20. You should give them whatever you have, because whatever you have, you're chayav to pay without any question at that time. In fact, the Chofetz Chaim in Avos Chesed writes, that if a person knows lechatchila, he knows before that he doesn't have the money, it's also for him to hire the worker. That what are you doing hiring a worker before you actually have the money yourself? It's a similar shaila in the Gemara in Chulin, if a person's allowed to wash or for example, is allowed to eat bread without knowing he's got my machoinim, which is a whole different shayla. But Akaponim, when it comes over here, the Chofetz Chaim says you have to know before you hire workers that you've got the money in order to hire the workers. Now, are you willing to borrow the money? You've got no money on you, but your neighbour's got money, your friend's got money, you'll borrow them, do me a favour, give me £20 and I'll pay my work. I'll pay my workers. So the Chofetz Chaim Nabas Chesed once again writes, yes, absolutely, you're chayiv, especially if the workers are an oni, you're absolutely chayiv to yourself. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav in the Graz writes, it's not chayiv, it's a midas chasidus. It's a midas chasidus for a person to borrow the money in order to make sure that he pays his workers on time. In fact, Rabbi Chaim Vital brings down from the Arizal, that the Arizal was so makbid in this halacha b'yomei titin schoroi that if he didn't have the money to pay, he would actually, very interesting how this works out, he would delay mincha until after shkia in order to get the money to pay the workers on time, because it was so important to him to mekayim this halacha, even though mincha after shkia is a whole shayla, whatever it is. So you see the importance that the poskim, the gedolim, understood this halacha. How else can you get out of it? So one, number one, we've already said, if you haven't got the money be'emes and there's no way of you getting the money by borrowing or taking out the bank, then you're potter. Number two, if he didn't claim it and he's not embarrassed to claim it and you didn't set a time, and then you can be maker as well. There are other times as well. The other times are, for example, the Shach tells us. The Shach, which is also brought down on HaShulchan, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, is if you arrange it with him beforehand. That means you tell him before and listen, I'm hiring you, but I'm just telling you now, I'm not going to be able to pay you until such and such a date or such and such a time. If you arrange it beforehand, then that's no problem whatsoever. Right? Even if he may not be so happy about it, because of course he'd like the money on time, but you've arranged it, and he said yes, and he agrees, there's no issa b'chlal or bal tolim. So the question is, what about afterwards? Right? Be'alocha, Mechavetz Chaim, and Be'alocha, and Meshmer Beis, and Hochashabbos, discusses the shayla, what about afterwards? I thought I'd have the money. Happens to be that when I came back from the babysitting, or whatever it was, I just don't have the money on me. Can I now tell the worker, please, I don't have the money on me, or is it too late? Have they done already the work for me? I owe them the money, now it's already too late. So the Chofetz Chaim says you can be mekel, but you have to get a yes from them. That means you have to, they have to agree, they have to get a consent that they agree. You can't just tell them, okay, I don't have the money, I will pay you tomorrow. That's not good enough. That you're not absolutely, you're chayiv again. Hey, you're dealing with six asurim over here. But however, if you ask him permission and he agrees, even if he's not happy, he prefer it now, but lemaisa he agrees, then that would be beseder. One of the two other heterim we have over here is as follows. A person that's known to pay late. So the Gemara tells us in Kufil Aleph, Omen Aleph, Omer Rava Bar Avuna, Hani Shuka Desura, Loi Ovri Mishum Baltolim. Says the Gemara, very simple. Everybody knows there are certain people, especially Bismanehem, that were soimach on the Yom HaShuk. The only time that they had money was the time of the market times. That's when they had money. For the market days, they got cash. That's when they got money. So anybody that worked for these people knew in advance that they're not going to pay me on time because they only have to wait till the market day. So I'll get paid on the market day. If that's the case, say, the Rishonim in the Ritva brings it also, Rashi says it, Shulchan Aruch brings it, Shulam HaTesiv Tes, that if a person is known to pay late, because he knows that everyone knows he only gets his money at the end of the week, then the worker that works with that knows that, it's ki'ilu consent beforehand. In fact, Rabbi Yashu, that someone to the Taina, that maybe, this is the situation, if you work for a company, if you work for someone, maybe this is the Taina, the Yeshivas, I don't know, that is known, just simply known to pay late. They just know, not because they soimach on the Yom HaShuk, they just push it. Unfortunately, they're just known to pay late. So if you that someone at a time, it could be that working for them, I'm not saying they're doing the right thing, and that, you know, they're okay. But the fact is, someone that works for them is probably okay, because he knows and realizes that, yeah, they're going to pay late, that's the Matzias, and therefore Kilo was a Tanai in the beginning, and therefore that will be okay. The other heter of his, if you hire through a middleman, if you personally don't hire the worker, but you have somebody to hire the worker for you, so then it's already older than Shalit, to Gemara Mefurish in Bombasiyah, Kufiyot Amud Beis, that, for example, the Gemara Satan Rabbanon, or Umil Chaveyu, it says, Sochali Poilim, Shneim Ein Ovim Mishum Baltonim. Not the person that hired, and not you, the hirer either. Because there's a middleman, for whatever reasons, that we can't go into right now. So, Koponin, there's a shine in the postkim, if a person's wife calls the plumber. Right, you don't call, your wife calls, right, she calls a Jewish plumber, right, so, Ali Dei Shlishi, right, having someone in the middle. So, Chashovim deals this, there's absolutely not, Ishtoi Kegufoi, and therefore that's not considered to be one of their tame, and therefore you have to pay them and make it like everything else. There was a Meisel with a Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim was one time in the middle of a cold, snowing winter, and he travelled to Varsha for the yeshiva, whatever he traveled for, and he was on his way back. And that moment when he was halfway or three quarters of the way back home, he traveled all the way back because he realized that he didn't pay the worker. He took it seriously, he took it to heart to realize what Chazal tells us and what the Torah tells us. The Chofetz Chaim was once traveling with someone in a wagon, and the person who was traveling with him came down and he paid the wagon driver. And he came back into the wagon, and the Chofetz Chaim was upset. And the person said to the Chofetz Chaim Rebbe, well, what are you upset? What happened? Did I pay too little? Did I pay too much? He says, no, you don't realize. You have the opportunity to mekayim so many mitzvot, and of course maybe you were mekayim, and even without realizing. But you didn't have kavana. You didn't realize what it meant to pay someone on time. And without that, you lost some of the ma'ilas of the mitzvah. We'll just finish one last ma'isa with the Rebbe of Zusha, the brother of Noam Elimelech. He brings a modika ma'isa, a famous ma'isa. That he wants, someone got money for his wife to buy new clothing, to get the tailor to sew something nice. So she goes to the tailor and she gives him the material and whatever it was, the money that she had, and he works hours and hours making this beautiful dress, and when she comes back to collect it, the tailor's crying and crying, and she says, what's the matter? Oh, my daughter just became a color, and the chosson came in, he's so excited to see, wow, look at this, you're making a dress for my color, for your daughter, that's wonderful, I'm so excited, I was so upset to tell him that no, it doesn't belong to me, it belongs to somebody else. And when the Rebbe Zusha's wife heard this, so she said, in that case, you could just keep it, you know, I don't want it, you know, all the gewaldige money that everybody gave me, all right, Mercedes, I'll be mavakel on it, keep it. So she came home, and husband said to her, what happened? Where's the dress? What's going on? No, she told him the gun to Maisa, left it by him. So he asked the question, did you pay? He said, no, I didn't pay. What do you mean I didn't pay? I gave it to her. I would have to pay for it. She made it and she kept it. No, go back and pay. A person has to realize that when you hire someone, like the Chinuch said in the beginning, Kilu the Gemara tells us, Kilu Noitel es Nafshoi, it's a very, very serious thing. And true, there are Hetein that apply in many situations, but there will be many situations that they don't apply. And Be'ez Hashem, if we do this, we have Siyat Deshmai, and the Chinuch tells us that we'll get Midah Keneged Midah, and Kodesh Baruch will have Rachmanos on us, and we'll pay us on time. Shkoyah.